actually, but I have found that. When you get beans out of the pod by hand, you say that you're... Or peas.
Breaking beans? Let's see, what are they?
Shelling. Shelling. As opposed to hulling.
Oh, yeah. Now, see, hulling is just... That's one I would never think of.
Yeah. What do you call those large, yellowish, flat-type beans? You don't eat the pod part of them. You shell them.
Limes?
Mm-hmm. And how are limas different from butter beans?
Well, limas are smaller. Butter bean's a much larger bean.
And how about the kind that you break and you eat the pod and all?
Green beans?
And the top of the turnips that you eat, you call?
Greens.
And if you bought lettuce at the store and you wanted two, you'd say you wanted two
heads.
Mm-hmm. And the outside part of an ear of corn, you call that?
The shuck.
Mm-hmm. And the kind of corn you eat on the cob, you call?
Corn on the cob.
And the thing that grows out of the top of a corn stalk is... Now, on the very top of the plant,
mm-hmm.
and before the corn comes on it, I think that...
Tassel.
And the stringy stuff that comes out of the... Well, that you have to clean off before you... After you shuck the corn in.
Silks.
Yeah.
Corn silks.
And the thing that people make jack-o'-lanterns out of, the
pumpkin.
And a small yellow crook-neck vegetable is
squash.
And we were talking about a yam big as a melon. What types of melons would you have around here?
Well, we have watermelon, and we have, do you mean with the name melon or like cantaloupe?
No, I mean, yeah, I like cantaloupe.
Okay, mm-hmm. They don't have to have the name melon.
No.
Watermelon and cantaloupe, mainly. That's just about it. Of course, there's different varieties then.
Oh, yeah, of those.
Mm-hmm. Now, actually, I didn't know what a mushmelon, and I'm still not always sure
well,
what a mushmelon
know.
Is.
I don't think I know
But I don't eat that many of them.
I don't think I know what to
do. Let me go put her down if you want to turn that off. There is another one I wish I could think of. Maybe it'll come to me. It would be a good one.
Oh, it'll probably come to you in the course of it. What do you call those little umbrella-shaped things that grow in the woods or...
Mayapple?
Yeah. And then...
You know what a hedge apple is?
No, I don't.
Well, I'm not sure I do either, but let me show you something if you want to turn that off.
Should go back to something.
Yeah.
Now, the things that grow on... Well, quite often on the rotten logs or in damp places.
Yeah. I'm always saving them. I know what they are. I pick them and save them. They're spores, I think, but that's not the name. Oh, my. A growth on a... I can't think what it is. You still got that going?
Yeah. How about, let's see, something else that I was thinking about. Another thing.
Okay.
This is something that you can... It's a type of, That's a good one. It's a type of, fungus, I suppose. And people, some you can eat and some...
Yeah. Well, a mushroom.
And then the kind that are poison are called...
They're still mushrooms.
Still mushrooms.